Thank you for the permission. Very kind of you.
Dripping. All right, we're still on Luke 9, verse 51. The word we're studying is was fulfilled. Semplaru. It means to fill completely or be sated. But when it's talking about time, it means its time is fulfilled, the meaning of time. And we're going to go all the way back to Genesis and see if we can understand this. Genesis 49. Genesis 49 is Jacob. He's called all his sons together, and he's telling them what will be their lot in the last days. Now, we haven't gotten into it very much, but each of the 12 tribes are a parable for some aspect of the church. I don't feel like getting into that now, but anyway, remember, we know for sure that the ten northern tribes that were called Israel, they were absorbed in all those people of the world, because they were there. It was because Manasseh put the golden calf in the Holy of Holies, and they were worshiping the gold. Anyway, they were dispersed, diaspora, but diaspora without a comeback. So the two southern tribes that remained were Judah and Benjamin. And that's called Judea, or now it's called Israel.
Were they dispersed and discussed and cast off?
Yes.
Okay.
But now people say America's 10 northern tribes. I mean, there's so many different.
I can imagine all of them.
Yeah. So do the Mormons go with the 10 northern tribes too. But anyway, that's another story. But Judah was responsible for bloodline, and Benjamin was responsible for the temple. And so the responsibility was to keep the bloodline pure, and that's why they wiped out every man, woman, and child in any place where there was a possibility that they were going to be mixed. The bloodline or the genetics were going to be mixed. And so now we're at this Jacob's last days before he died. In verse 8, talking to Judah, which is the bloodline. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down, he couched as a lion, as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. And so that's the prophecy of Messiah, is a Shiloh. And so through his seed, the seed of Judah, came Abraham, and through that seed was kept pure all through, until Christ. That's why the genetic are so important. That's why the Messiah had to be of the seed of Judah, or the seed of Benjamin, I mean of the seed of Abraham, but through Judah. And so this is the lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come. From between his feet means from his, you can guess the rest. All right, now let's go to Isaiah 60. The idea that something was fulfilled. That was fulfilled in Christ. So you don't think we should do this?
Just I have my mind got.
You got sideways.
Fuzzy.
You had a senior moment.
I have several. I got a peek here.
Well, we're gonna start in Isaiah 59 because it's important. This is Isaiah is revealing the national corruption of Israel. And this is written in 690 BC, 690 years before Christ. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities, your aven, your self-seeking, have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Now, that's a pretty big deal. The question is, does God even see the human race?
Yeah, that's the point. You can even be real sincere here.
Yeah. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice eggs and weave the spider's web. Now I lost my place. Oh, yeah. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Now you remember, you got to always remember when it's talking about Israel, Israel is the representative of the whole human race. So when the Jews crucified Christ, the human race crucified him.
When you said Israel, who do you include and who do you exclude?
Well, just now they just call everything Israel. So.
But in your comment, Israel.
Well, Israel were at that time there was Israel and Judah.
I got you.
And now then the 10 northern tribes, Israel, that they called Israel, were just. First.
But are they the ones you're referring to when you say
no, this is after that.
Okay.
The way of peace they know, in verse 8, the way of peace they know not, and there's no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us. Neither doth justice overtake us. We waiteth for light, but behold obscurity, for brightness, but we walk in darkness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none, for salvation, but is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying, against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. Now this is the next one is critical. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, his righteousness it sustained him. And remember, his arm there is Zeruah, the seed. So what this is predicting is the death of the human race at the cross, and that the only thing now is the seed. His own seed has gotten him the victory. That's why there had to be a virgin birth, because it was the seed of the Father. Okay? Everybody understand that? According to their deeds, according he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, and to the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they that fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. And as for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. So everything is about the seed. The promises of Abraham go not to the seeds as of many, but to the one seed, which is Christ. That's why everything is dependent on you knowing that you know that you know that Jesus Christ is in you. Not the Spirit of Christ, not some imaginary Christ, but Jesus Christ. Now that means the Word made flesh is in you, and he is your only self. Amen? Okay, now we're reading about what this time of fulfillment. So arise, because of all that, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see, all they gather themselves together. They come to thee, thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughter shall be nursed at their side. Then shalt thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. So this is what was all fulfilled in Christ. His own right arm has gotten him the victory. But it has nothing to do with the human race. We are but vessels. That's why I've said it so many times, but the understanding of the Trinity is so critical. It's not Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and me. Then it's the unholy quartet. It's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
The testing grounds or the proving or the place where God God has chosen to place his seed, so it's not like it doesn't have any play in the game. It has some part.
An empty vessel.
It has that. And
that's it.
And the only thing is that that humans lay their life down. I mean, that's kind of given.
It's only an empty vessel. That's all it is.
Yeah, but it's not a no. It's not a nothing. It's a... It's not something to worship or give breath to. It's quite the opposite, even though it wants all the power and the glory. So there's some powerful thing that God has chosen the human race to put himself.
You could say the human race as we know it is kaput.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we see.
All right, let's go to Galatians. No, let's go to Daniel. Chapter 9. And again, understand what finishedness means. Verse 24, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, upon thy holy city. Now, let's look to, number one, to finish the transgression. Number two, to make an end of sins. Number three, to make reconciliation for iniquity. Number four, to bring in everlasting righteousness. Number five, to seal up the vision and the prophecy. Number six, whatever it is, to anoint the most holy. That 70 weeks was over at the crucifixion. Now just stop a minute and look at those things it says. To finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision and the prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. So when Christ said it's finished, he's talking about that. It's finished. Everything that God had done, has done, was finished 2,000 years ago. All that God needs from his vessels is the renewing of the mind that they would see that. That's pretty heavy. It means all prophecy is finished. Now it's prophecy and not foretelling, but prophecy forthtelling. Big difference.
Yeah. These guys in the Old Testament looked forward to that and saw his day. Right. And we look back and saw his day.
No, we just look now and we see we're in the day.
Yeah, we're in the day.
And the time period between what you, the born again experience, that's you're still in the night because your mind hasn't been renewed. Let's go to Romans 13. Verse 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And that knowing the time that now it is high time, knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now, all that's necessary is for you to see that you're no longer in the night, you're in the day. But you can't just see it philosophically. It defines then how you will live. You no more live as the rest of the human race does. You don't esteem what they esteem. You don't fear what they fear. You don't want what they want. You don't see what they see. Because you're in the day. You're in the temple. You're in the Holy of Holies. You are. The temple is in you. And you're on that mercy seat. You don't just visit it every once in a while. That's your permanent residence. All who dwell on the earth, without exception, all who dwell on the earth are deceived. Let's go to Revelation 12. Verse 7. There was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought in his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Millions.
Well, I mean, you deceive here, and then out of that deception, everything else is deception. So it's, I guess the grand deception is that self is, can be saved, or self is redeemable by works or by
anything.
By something. There must be a way.
No, your baptism sealed it. Your baptism was your burial, that the flesh is no more to be tested. Well, as we know, we studied the other day, the deception, the grand deception, is that you are the instead of Christ, you are the Antichrist. Number 666 is written on your forehead, written on your right hand. That's how he deceived the whole world. Everybody that dwells on the earth is deceived. It's not, well, I don't want to be deceived. Your sincerity doesn't mean anything. Well, let's one more. And just go to Revelation 13. Just verse 3. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. Well, you are the beast. All the world is wondering after. That's what the world wonders after. Themselves. That's the only thing all the world has ever wondered after. Oh, how they worship it. Let's look at one more. Mark 1. No, a couple more. According to Mark, this is the first words Jesus said. Right after his temptation, in verse 14. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at his here. Repent you and believe the gospel. First words, according to Mark, that Jesus said after his baptism, after his temptation. All right, a couple more. Let's go to Galatians 4. This is that we're still studying that word, sumpleru. And here's another place where it's used. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until a time appointed to the father. Even so we, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world, or principles is what it said. But when the fullness of the time was come, that's what that word, sumplaru, when the fullness of the time was come, or is come, God sent forth his Son, made of woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons, or the fullness of the placing of the Son. And because you are Son, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Jesus Christ, or in Jesus Christ. It's all him, and it's all fulfilled. Let's go to one more, Ephesians. A couple pages to the right. One page to the right. Two pages. Let's just start in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the brethren, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. And the fullness of the dispensation of the fullness of time. We could study this forever, but that's not. Anybody have any response? You must start seeing with the eyes of faith. No more seeing as a Gentile. Anybody else? You got it, Gary?
I like the finality of it all. Crosses is not an item to be rejected. Your death is not something to be rejected. It's hardly to be considered.
All right, take a big gulp.